Omaha Night. A young man strolls into a shopping mall in Omaha, Nebraska, and in a flash opens up on passersby. He has a rifle, but what arms him is a deep and abiding sense of worthlessness and depression. He lost his job at a local McDonald's, and he was recently dumped by his girlfriend. Before the night was over, 8 people, 9, including this young man, would be dead. Robert Hawkins, who reportedly shot himself to death, was 19. In a suicide note left at the place he was staying, he reportedly wrote that he wanted to be famous. What does it say about life that one feels so hopeless at 19, so full of rage? What does it say about the American fascination with fame? And how do you get fired from McDonald's? What do you think this young man had to look forward to? The U.S. Army wouldn't even accept him. Then imagine what it must be like to be a 19-year-old black youth, the product of an educational system that barely qualifies for the name. What do you think this young man had to look forward to? Both of these young men, the mall sprayer and the imaginary one, had their educational experience under something cynically titled No Child Left Behind. One wonders, how could they be more left behind? One youth walks into a mall knowing he'll never leave alive. Another gambles his life in gangbanging or the urban drug trade, willing to kill or die for a brief glimpse of a life long denied him. It has often been observed that youth think themselves immortal and invulnerable. In ages past, this may have been the case. But as these events show, some youth look to death with longing as an escape from a life they find intolerable. What does this say about us? From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.